you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Ho, fucking ho, everybody. It's crab diving sparkle season eve. If you can't say, since the war on, Xmas.
You can't say anything.
I'm not sure exactly what the commie pinko liberal progressive Satanist atheist.
What do we say?
What we are supposed to say. Who gives a shit? Happy Christmas Eve, everybody.
Happy humanity.
It's crab diving live coming at you 2:02 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, 5:02 on the Eastern. We are here for 2 hours live, unless you're listening to a rerun, which it could be, and we thank you for listening to us. Either way, we're going to be here for the next couple hours slinging some snowballs at the right-wing nut jobbery of the right,
slinging balls,
sharing some stories. I don't know what the fuck we're going to do.
Hanging
today.
Right. It's Christmas.
Dressing right.
Oh, shit. I just said Christmas.
That's okay.
Damn it.
Give us a call if you like during the show on the telephone machine. You know,
sparkle thieving.
Science helped kind of create that.
Right. Oh, yeah. There's that.
Unless they were Alexander Graham Bell was in a prayer circle or something.
Did they have Skype on the Ark?
They did.
They could keep in touch with people. Right. Well, there were no other people. There was just Noah on the Ark all by himself with his family, right?
I always think of that as they had technology like from the Flintstones.
I know.
You know, like they had a like parrot they would talk to, and then he would fly out to the other one and repeat the message.
I got a raccoon microwave oven.
Yeah.
Where
do you put the food?
I don't know. In his asshole. Oh, I mean, you know, if I'm in charge.
And are raccoons known to have microwave assholes?
Oh, is yes.
I didn't understand that. How did that evolve?
Wear a condom.
So their shit comes out nice.
Got a radioactive asshole.
Steamy warm. We can see where this show's going, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. And by the way, let me understand this Noah's Ark thing. I know.
You can't.
Well, I know we should be talking about the birth of Jesus since it's tomorrow. This is the day. Mary was just about to give birth today.
Right.
Her feet water broke.
Her feet are up in the, not stirrups. I guess she'd have to put them up on a couple of goats or something.
No, her water broke. And what was her husband's name?
Joseph.
Joseph.
He had an amazing Technicolor dream. No, that's a different one.
That's a different one, I think.
Old Testament shit.
Yeah. Joseph put.
Which means Joseph was gay.
Well, this is.
Right?
Obviously.
Joseph was wearing a rainbow coat.
This is New Testament. This is the birth of Jesus. Actually, this is Old Testament because what I'm talking about is before the birth of Jesus.
Right.
So Joseph got his mule, packed a go bag for the hospital, and ended up at a manger.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there was no room at the inn.
Why would they go anywhere if you're just going to end up in a manger?
They told me.
Well, why do you end up anywhere?
And who?
It doesn't make any sense.
Rick, what did Rick Wood say the other day about Little Drummer Boy? He's like, who the fuck plays a drum for a newborn baby?
That's a good point. Everybody should listen to the Morning Wood, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday.
That's the first thing you want right when your vagina is contracting is to hear an anthrax drum solo.
Could you imagine if you're pregnant, you're trying to give birth to the Savior, and then somebody's banging a timpani? Kill him! They were shitty drums, too. They're drums made of mule skin. What did it say in the Bible? What were the drums made of?
I don't Is the drummer boy in the Bible?
Oh, yes. I thought so. Little drummer boy?
I thought it's just the song.
Oh, it's a made-up character?
Be blaspheming the hell away the here. I don't know.
All right. Nevertheless, here's my question about Noah's Ark.
Nonetheless.
How did the Earth get repopulated? Did all of Noah's kids have incest together and get pregnant?
Oh, how dare you? I'm serious. Well, let's go farther back to Adam and Eve.
Fucked up. Oh, yeah. Well, no.
Adam and Eve had two sons.
Right. One. They didn't have sex. One was
killed the other.
Oh, right.
And then there's hundreds of thousands of people suddenly. Suddenly, where did the wives, later on in the story, weren't there wives of these people, of Cain and Abel, before they killed each other, one killed the other?
It was a spinoff.
Where did the wives come from?
I don't know.
Did they yank a couple of ribs from Cain and Abel and whip up some wives for them?
I don't know. That's interesting.
I'm sure Ken Ham would have the answer.
You know, people compare the Bible to works of fiction like Harry Potter or Star Trek or something. But at least in those books, they will explain the existence of a character. We don't need, that's a good point you bring up. Where are the wives?
You don't have to. Sometimes you don't have to.
Not only is it, it's a poorly written novel. The Bible doesn't make any sense.
It is. It is.
Where did the women come from?
There are websites upon websites that were written by the hand of the Lord, apparently, that will happily guide you, Ryan, to tell you why everything in the Bible, there really are no contradictions.
Right.
That the contradictions are Satan fucking with your mind.
Ooh.
Satan has you by the side of the head, and he's ramming his big red schlong into your ear, deep into your cerebellum.
I mean, it's Christmas Eve. Can I avoid a skull fucking by Satan,
Too late. Skull fucked by Satan.
That's the name of my band.
There's got to be already.
I don't know.
I'm sure that's out
skull
there already.
Fucked.
There is. I think there's a Facebook page that says Skull Fucked by Jesus.
Oh my God.
I really do. It's a horrific. I could be wrong. There's something. I've seen something out there that says Skull Fucked by Jesus. I apologize.
We apologize for getting your name wrong.
Blaspheming.
For not exactly getting the name
for
of that.
For misquoting.
Facebook page.
The horrific thing that was going on.
Oh my God.
It's Christmas Eve, everybody. The world is wrapping up.
Sparkles.
Getting ready to say goodbye, to go off on holiday.
Dee, 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 dee.
They
go home for the holidays.
A lot of people go home for the holidays, so the airports are fucks of cluster.
Could you imagine LAX yesterday? Today, not as bad. I'm an expert on flying out of LAX around Christmas.
Do you think today? No. I think today would be bad because then they'll be here before Christmas.
No, today is horrendous. Horrific. Don't get me wrong. Right. Yesterday was worse than today.
Probably. Just horrific. And nothing says Christmas cheer like cramming your family onto a horrific flight. Oh, did you see Rick Wood did this story in depth? Listen to Rick Wood every morning here on the network, 8 to 10 a.m.
The guy discussed shark hymens on Christmas Eve.
Except tomorrow.
No.
He was taking the day off.
Rerun.
But
what a slacker.
He talked about this Korean airline executive. We mentioned it before on a previous show. Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this and all the great entertainment here on the
fucking
network.
Download us.
We're also on iTunes and we're also on Stitcher. Hey, for Christmas, you know what? For the crabs, do us a solid and head over to iTunes. And give us 5 stars. We're not even asking you to be truthful.
I want all 5.
Even if you hate us, just give us 5 stars for Christmas, you motherfuckers.
We could use it.
But if you go to iTunes and go to Crab Diving and all the other shows.
You can rate us on Stitcher as well.
Take a moment, because that actually helps. You know, the way these evil algorithms work over at these...
Logarithms.
And it's not the former vice president playing drums.
Oh, good one. Ooh.
We do, I think, do we have a caller?
Have a call.
Hold on 1 second. Caller! We have a caller in line. Hey, caller! Merry effing day before Christmas. Who do we have? Do we have a caller?
Oh, shit.
Hold on.
I think...
It's not working on our end.
We must have something wrong. Yeah.
Hold on, caller.
I think this is Tommy Gilmer. Oh, I know. I hope he's calling in to talk about how the Cubs are going to kick the shit out of the Milwaukee Brewers this year.
I think we can hear Tommy now. Tommy, you're there. Oh, I lied.
Motherfucker.
Anyway, I'm very excited for the Cubs this season. They've added some very exciting pieces. I think they are perhaps the most improved team in the division, in the Central Division. I'm kind of most excited for the fact that I think they're going to be better than the Cardinals and probably better than the Brewers and the Pirates. I mean, you know, we're having technical difficulties with the phone. Oh, am I on mute? Oh, God, fuck me. Am I really? All right. Cancel.
I think something's going on.
Yeah, it's my fault, everybody.
Computer.
Ugh. Oh. I'm trying to unmute my... Why am I muted?
Technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, here on the show, while we try to get Tommy connected here on our end...
How do you unmute a...
May be able to hear us, or may not.
God, but... fucking computer...
You said you were, since we're talking about sports, I believe up and coming, we're excited. Tonight,
right,
ladies and gentlemen,
oh,
here on the network, dropping fresh for you into the nest is a great new episode of the Daily Upper Decker, possibly dropping into the upper tank for you. A new episode tonight, 8 p.m. will be running, and the reruns... go every 8 p.m. Here on the network. We're still trying to connect Tommy. Did he get disconnected now?
Yeah, I don't know. It says my computer's muted down here, but every time... Oh, he's calling again. Here, let's try. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, we're still not...
Ah, fuck! Oh, wait. I hear something. Hello?
Hello?
There we go! Jesus fucking Christ, what horrible bullshit we got going on technology-wise. It must be the goddamn Koreans.
Right. I blame the Asians.
Tommy, how's it going?
This ain't Tom.
This is not Tommy. Who do we have on the line?
You got the legendary Rat Boy. Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh, my God, Rat Boy. How's it going, Chris?
I'm doing okay.
Holy crap. From our old network, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
This is Chris Ratboy. Follow him on Twitter. And from the VOC Nation, the wrestling network. Still, are you still calling in over there?
Well, what it is that I call in now and then, but I'm on a new show now called Top Rope Radio.
What's it called?
Top Rope Radio.
Dang, is that on the VOC?
No, it's on Blog Talk. It's punching Top Rope Radio.
Okay.
Right? And we're on Sunday nights at 10 p.m.
Sunday nights, 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, which is where we used to be over at.
Oh, that's true.
At the old network. Do you have? How's it going? You're in. Philly? No. Boston? Wait.
No, he's in Philly.
I'm on the East Coast in Philly.
Philly, that's right.
What up?
You got real winter shit going on there.
Right now it's raining, but we're waiting for the snow. We're waiting for Santa Claus to come. We're waiting for everything to show up.
That's right.
How's the... Is the... Your new show, is it a wrestling show?
It is a wrestling show.
Cool.
That we're doing Sunday night. And plus, we'll be doing pretty soon Top Rope TV right here in Philly.
Oh, you're going to be on camera.
I'll be on camera for a change.
Oh, that's awesome, Rat Boy. Very cool. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm making it back to the East Top, you know?
Yeah, man. Hey, so you guys have snow on the ground out there?
No, not around me.
God, it must be global warming. Because usually this time...
Put it this way. We're just waiting for a white Christmas. That's all we're waiting on.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I was just on Chris's Twitter, which is at RatStar7. Follow him on Twitter.
RatStar7.
And he's got a great picture. It says, Happy Holiday Facebookaholic from Rat Elf.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a picture of him in an elf costume.
Oh, yeah. How's the elf costume treating you?
It's pretty good, you know. I've done it a couple of times this year. You know, now I'm lounging back, wrapping up all these skits, because I'll be joining my whole family tonight.
Okay.
That's very cool.
That sounds like fun. Hey, well, I was going to ask you if you made a snowman this year, but there's no...
It's raining. There's no snow
on the ground. God.
We can't make snowman, but we can make sandmen.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Or meth men.
Right.
Yeah, because right now I'm on... Right here by Atlantic City.
Oh, you're near Atlantic City. Oh, you big gambler?
No.
I know. Me neither. I don't like it.
Put it this way. Have the casinos down here are closing.
Oh, they're really? Gone. Okay. So nobody goes there anyway.
They have Trump, right? Trump Casino?
He's all gone.
Oh, that's right. He went bankrupt or something. Yeah. Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
Because the East Coast, because the Atlantic City is closing down. No more showboat. You know, there's only a couple of casinos here. That's it.
Yeah. What's wrong with Atlantic City? Why is everything closing down?
Because it is that Philadelphia got casinos now. And they're just throwing everybody to Philadelphia now to gamble.
Oh, okay.
I see.
But you don't gamble.
And plus, now you live here in New Jersey. That means you can gamble online.
Oh, okay.
That's why after the casinos are closing down there.
Oh, yeah. My broadcasting partner used to play poker professionally online, right?
Not professionally, but for money.
For money, guess, which is professionally.
So made a little bit of
money. You ever play poker, Rat Boy?
Yeah, I play Texas Hold'em.
Oh, do you really? Oh, okay. Cool.
Excellent.
I used to watch those. I know I don't really understand poker that well, but I would watch the World Series of Poker on ESPN. That was always kind of fun.
I know a couple years. Let me tell you a little story. A couple years ago, right, my cousin used to play Texas Hold'em. Right?
Okay.
And he said, you know what? I'm going to spot you. I'm going to sponsor you. I give you the money. You play, right? Well, I came number 5 in a poker tournament.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Right. And what happened was that there was over 500 people I was playing against.
Oh, my God.
Right? He got into a tournament with 100 people, right? And he came up number 5, right? He said, damn, I'm good. And he looked at me and said, you know what? You're bad, man. He looked at me, pointing at me, I'm bad.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think I'm better than you.
Hell, yeah.
Did you win money? I mean, did you get part of the pot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I want money, you know, and he put it, and I put it to him. I said, no, you went through 100 people. I went through over 400 people. I think I'm the better man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you got through a bigger draw.
Yep.
Are you going to see the interview, Rat Boy? I think we can see it tomorrow for free, right?
It's online. Sony movie. Yeah. No, it's not for free. They're going to put it on
the
YouTube,
theaters.
But you got to pay.
Are you going to watch that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. What do you?
It's Christmas. I'm going to my sister's house, you know, for Christmas dinner.
Okay. I kind of want to see the interview. I'm kind of interested in it. You know, the whole Kim Jong Il thing's kind of right?
Kim, yeah, the whole
kind of interesting
Korea thing.
There's going to be a porn parody of that. We spoke about that yesterday.
There
briefly.
Is going to be a porn parody. You shouldn't talk about porn on Christmas.
Why not? It's Christmas Eve.
That's true.
Right.
Well, porno. You know, I want to put this nice, beautiful girl to sit underneath my tree.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean by tree?
What does that mean? Well, maybe Santa will bring you one.
Well,
And she won't be too dirty from coming down the chimney.
You know what? This is the best time to ask Santa Claus. Maybe Santa Claus is listening to your show.
Yeah.
All right. Yo, Santa, I know where you are. You're flying over my house. You're going to drop off that nice, sexy porno star for me.
There you go. Let her go in through the window. She might get hurt going down the chimney.
Yeah, it's safe.
Those big, giant boobs won't be able to fit.
Well, thanks for calling, Rat Boy.
Yeah, you know, and you guys... You guys have a good Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks.
And a happy And a happy New Year.
Same to you, man. We're excited that you called us. Thanks for listening.
It was
thanks
really
for calling. Good.
And plus, please don't drink and drive.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry about it. Public transportation.
It's
only
great to hear from you.
Only Santa Claus could drink and drive.
That's right.
He's up in the sky.
He lets Rudolph steer too.
Is Santa
drunk? That guy drinks like a motherfucker. Sure.
Is Santa drunk?
People leave eggnog for him.
Yeah, that's true.
And leave some stuff in it.
That's funny.
So this is Chris at Ratstar on the Twitter. And what's the name of your show again?
You catch me on Facebook too.
And okay. On Facebook. And what's the name of your show again? It's on Sunday nights at 10 on Blog Talk Radio.
Top Radio.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Take care, man. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year and all that stuff. That was cool. A call from back from the old days, from the old network.
From Rat Boy.
From Chris would call our show occasionally.
Yeah. He's going to be on camera on YouTube.
He's got a TV show.
Hell yeah.
Chris is ahead of us.
That's right.
Ratstar 7 is going to be a video.
We got to put some cameras in here.
We don't. We really, really don't.
I know.
So that's what's going on in Philly. It's raining in Philly. I guess maybe not a white Christmas, except, you know, in certain neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's in every town, there's certain neighborhoods where there are. It's going to be a white Christmas. We could probably check and see. I'm hoping it's a slow news day.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Uh-oh. I'm just looking, I'm cheating. I'm looking ahead at the headline here, ladies and gentlemen. We like to check out and see what the headlines are. We like to be fair and balanced, unlike certain networks on the television that pretend to be fair and balanced.
Yes.
We check the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. Ariana the Huffington. The headline there, there's a photograph of quite a sexy little Ebola virus.
Oh, no.
Looking quite fetching, reclining.
Are they sexualizing Ebola now?
It's reclining in a little purple haze. It looks like a happy little Ebola virus.
Ebola's in FHM this month.
And the headline is Ebola Scare in CDC Lab.
Oh, that's in Atlanta, right?
Atlanta, yeah.
I know that because of The Walking Dead.
This is from The Washington Post. One scientist may have been exposed to the Ebola virus, and as many as a dozen others are being assessed for potential exposure at a lab at the CDC in Atlanta.
Oh, shit.
The potential exposure took place on Monday when scientists conducting research on the virus at a high-security lab, I would hope so.
Ebola, coming to a theater near you.
Well, mistakenly put a sample containing the potentially infectious virus in a place where it was transferred for processing to another CDC lab. So somebody left it on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah, they fucked up.
And somebody picked it up.
One time I put my iPhone in the refrigerator.
The technician has no symptoms. I think I've done that too. The technician has no symptoms of illness and is being monitored for 21 days.
Oh, great.
So nothing yet. It's just saying it's a possible exposure.
Yes.
They're investigating under internal investigation by the CDC. Another one. Oh, we're gonna investigate ourselves.
Bend over. Let me do some internal investigation. Yeah. Gross to the CDC. Ugh. Well, if you work there, do you have to get over the idea that everything you touch there has shit on it? Like, it's every disease on the planet is there. So I would be like washing my hands constantly.
Well, I'm assuming it's cordoned off. Like to go to the bathroom.
I know.
If you're an accountant for the CDC, you don't have to suit up and get sprayed.
They should have those other jobs off site. Why should some poor?
Well, I'm sure they do.
Why some poor fucking accountants? Like, I didn't sign on for this shit. Why am I in a hazmat suit?
Right.
Fuck
I'm
this.
Sure they've worked that out.
It's fucking idiot.
It is government, though, so who knows?
That's the one thing you shouldn't fuck up. Where to put the Ebola?
And
what an asshole.
Fucking Washington Post, man.
Oh, Jesus.
A lot of conservative nut jobs in the comments. The first comment I see is, we have found radioactive isotopes that can kill everyone with a 10-mile radius. Let's open the borders and dump as much as we can into major metropolitan areas and see what happens. Obama be praised.
What?
I don't know. It's somebody who is talking about the apparently we shouldn't open the borders. I don't know.
Yeah.
People are fucking nuts.
Open
Obama,
the borders.
Right to Obama.
Right. Well, I tell you, the story about Mexico and the CDC goes right to...
Straight to
Mexico.
I don't see Benghazi yet.
Right.
But the story's rather new.
Immigration. Illegal aliens.
The most liked comment so far on the Washington Post in regards to the story about the potential Ebola exposure.
Dumping isotopes into the river.
Is we are being lied to. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. Totally.
Dun, dun, dun.
We are being lied to. About what? About this guy fucking up the Ebola sample he had laying around next to the guacamole dip?
I don't know what it means. Does this person think that it's far worse and the government's hiding it? Or does he think, I mean, this is just somebody fucked up. I expect that. It's humans.
Yeah.
Our robot overlords taken over yet.
There are certain things we all fuck up. There are some things you never fuck up unless it's a dire fuck up.
But obviously it's a protocol fuck up.
Right.
That person shouldn't have been able to lay an Ebola virus down somewhere to have somebody just pick it up.
Why was the person just picking shit up anyway?
That's what I'm saying.
Quit picking things
somehow
up.
Somehow it was picking up my transfer.
Yeah, I fuck my protocols up sometimes. I'll leave the house and I always check my phone. Wallet.
He's wallet keys. Phone for me, yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what, whenever I fuck that protocol up, I'm locked out. It's always my keys I forget. So that guy, he had a protocol fuck up, that's all. We're all dead.
That's why I have the magic bowl near the door, because if I don't put my keys and stuff in that bowl near the door, I'll never...
This is going to be the name of your book. They're going to interview you in
the
Forbes.
The Magic Bowl?
The Patrick Vile Success Story.
By Magic Bowl Theory?
The Magic Bowl.
Yeah. because I'm
make sure
forgetful.
To pack it.
And then, well, that too. So that's the headline. Apparently, an Ebola scare.
The Magic Bowl.
Now let's dumb it down, dial it back a few hundred, possibly a couple thousand years.
Oh, I love Drudge.
To the Drudge Report. I knew this is what this would be about.
What is it?
They do have a red, tiny little headline at the top that says, dozen scientists may have been exposed to Ebola in Atlanta.
A dozen?
Yeah, they're up to a dozen now.
Damn it!
But the big headline...
Yes?
In green, inexplicably, maybe they're trying to offset the red with
the
festive Christmas color.
For the environment. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's for Christmas.
In fact, all of the links, I believe, are green. They must have done that for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It's a war on Christmas. They're winning.
A picture of a bunch of police.
Yes. Oh, really?
There's a bunch of police. Looks like fighting and restraining some. It looks like brownish people at a gas station. And I don't know if you heard the headline. The headline is not again. Another African-American, another black kid, was shot in a St. Louis suburb last night.
Oh, my God.
A white police officer killed a black teenager who was allegedly armed.
What was he armed with?
A gun.
Okay.
It led to a small protest that
crossbow.
Had four arrests at the scene. Now, notice this story that Drudge links to is on the Wall Street Journal. And it says, leading to a small protest and four arrests at the scene.
Okay.
Drudge, headline, not again! And probably the most chaotic picture they could take of the whole evening. Zoomed in on the gas station and... probably right at the height of this small protest when people were being arrested. So it looks like, you know, they're trying to make it look like all of Ferguson is erupting.
Right. Okay. It's supposed to look like the apocalypse.
Right. The
that's actually a filter you can get on Instagram.
18-year-old Antonio Martin happened in Berkeley. He was shot in Berkeley, Missouri, just miles from Ferguson. Officials quickly moved to keep the public from drawing any connection. Berkeley's population is more than 80% black. Mayor Theodore Hoskins pointed to his large number of black police officers.
I thought you were going to say Mayor Theodore Huxtable.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
And he and other elected officials who are African American. So he's like, this is not kind of the hood fest that's in Ferguson leadership.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, by the way, speaking of Theodore Huxtable.
And they've got footage of the shooting.
Oh, yeah.
On a surveillance camera that shows the kid raising the gun at the cop. So I think it's probably a justified shooting. Nonetheless, you know, tensions are high right now.
Yeah.
So you're going to get some assholes. Or we're going to.
Are you saying Drudge is kind of an alarmist?
It's hard to believe. Yeah. Very hard to believe.
By the way, speaking of Theodore Huxtable, we should get a count just today on Cosby. We should get a Cosby accuser victim
There's
count.
Another one, right?
I know, right? God damn, this guy.
And this one is a.
How did he have time to put out so much product? My God, think about it. The
Who's
Fat Albert
him
show.
With roofies.
Yeah. What was it called? Was it the Fat Albert Show?
Or the Fat Albert.
Albert. Yeah,
something like this, yeah.
And then what else? Well, he was in the Cosby Show, and I guess that's it. And then he did stand-up and a bunch of other shit in between. I guess he had plenty of time
in the 60s
to rape.
The early 60s, he was in I Spy. Was that it?
Yeah, yeah. But when they were on sabbatical.
Well, he was done by then.
Right. Yeah, and where did he get all the roofing?
Well, you know,
all?
I mean, where'd he 24 get hours in a day.
Oh, yeah. Where'd he get those drugs?
That's the question is, and what was he... given these women over the course of, it would be interesting to ask him how his pharmacology evolved.
No, I'm sure. Dude.
Over from, you know, from roofie and chicks in the 70s to, there was one who said it happened 6 years ago.
It's probably more effective. I mean, why the fuck wouldn't it be? I mean, think about it. There's very few things I can say I've been doing from the late 60s to 2000. How many
do you think his roofie guy was like, you know, oh, we got this latest thing for you, Bill. It's this one, panties off in 7 minutes.
He's been at it for 40 years.
Allegedly.
Well, I mean, come on. But seriously, he must be very good at drugging people.
He hasn't killed anybody that we know of, yeah. Right?
No, he hasn't killed anybody.
Not that we know of.
Right. I think on the line right now, we have the host of the Daily Upper Decker on the Crab Diving Network. Is this Tommy Gimler?
No, it's not, man. I just want to talk about you liberals. You goddamn liberals. No, I'm kidding. It's Tommy Gimler, yeah.
How are you?
You got to say the N-word and Jew.
Right, yeah.
I'm not Republican.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. It's great. I only got a couple seconds to chat. We're out on the golf course. But
okay.
Everybody.
Oh, shit. Well, we are looking forward to your show tonight.
We are. Tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. on the Eastern Coast, the Daily Upper Decker Weekly
Not
podcast.
Sports and crap. It's a beautiful one tonight, too, man. It's since it's Christmas Eve tonight, and next week we're going to get together for New Year's Eve. we are going to break down a top 32 sports movie of all time.
Oh, that's awesome. Sports movies. Oh, Bad News Bears, number one.
Uh-oh. Well, you got to listen.
Make the cut, man. We talk about that, too, about, like, man, we got to put the Bad News Bears in.
Even the Mathau one?
Yeah, not the Mathau one either. Yeah.
Dude. Oh, okay, well, now we got to find out what made the cut. Probably a lot of great movies.
There are weird ones that made the cut, like Brian's Song.
Rudy?
Remember Brian's Song? Brian's Song, the story of the guy who'd rather die of cancer instead of play for the Chicago Bears.
I understand that. I understand that.
I think that's the way they describe it in TV Guide.
7 Years a Slave did not make the top 34.
Okay, okay.
that did not make it.
Okay.
Hoosiers is in there.
Okay.
Rudy, Bull Durham, Major League. The Wrestler even made it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there's some tough ones we left out, like Dodgeball, Kingpin.
Oh, my God.
Dodgeball.
It was hard not to put him in there.
Well, that's awesome,
that's
man.
Great.
Are you are you in California or are you back in the Midwest?
Oh, I'm in California. I'm golfing, man.
Yeah. Oh, are you?
It's always a nice cue to everyone back home. Like, hey, hope you enjoy your eggnog and your fat wife tonight. and hope getting all the presents that you really didn't even want. Enjoy your, like, you know, $10 bottle of Stetson. I'm out hitting them.
Oh, shit.
Excellent, excellent.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, Tommy's a Packer fan. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, except, like I said, when the Packers lose, I don't beat my wife.
Excellent.
That's the difference.
Big game coming.
I can let it go when they lose.
Big game coming up.
Oh, it's huge. I honestly don't think it's going to be close.
We'll see. They're playing.
It's at home. It's the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Come on, it's Detroit.
Oh, really?
It's Detroit.
They'll find some way to lose.
Right.
Player will, like, you know, curb stomp a guy, like, you know, going into the halftime locker room and be out for the rest of the game. It's done.
Maybe somebody will get mumps.
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah, mumps.
That's the craziest fucking story.
It's gross. It's so gross.
Yeah, we put that on the blog post. Yeah, we put a picture of one of those NHL guys with the mumps.
His face is all screwy looking.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Sidney Crosby, before he was diagnosed, the whole right side of his face was like, you know, he just got stung by a bee or some shit.
Yeah. Right.
It's amazing, though. Like, I hope Jenny McCarthy's happy.
Yeah.
Hope she's happy telling everyone, you know, hey, you don't need vaccines.
Yeah, and
let's see if someone dies of dysentery this time on the way out to organs.
Her and Deuce Bigelow.
Yeah.
Schneider said the same thing.
Yeah.
He tweeted out one day. He's a big anti-vaxxer. Tweeted out, I now have definitive proof, and I'll be releasing it in a few days. And then nobody fucking heard anything.
It would just be so hard. Oh, nice shot. It'd be so hard to take, like, advice from Rob Schneider, right? Like,
right.
You know, here's a guy who played an animal in a movie. It'd be like me, like, you know, trying to give advice on religion, and I sing songs about taking a shit.
Well, thanks for calling, man. We'll let you get back to the links.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, love you guys. Have a great Christmas and a great New Year. We'll chat soon.
All right, man. All right, take it easy.
All right, cheers.
Bye-bye.
Follow the Daily Upper Decker. It's at Daily Upper Decker.
Yeah, that's
on
true.
Twitter. Also, go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Also on Stitcher, you can listen to past episodes of the Daily Upper Decker. You can catch up and follow the evolution of Factor Fudge.
With, was it Tishon Phillips, Andy Ostroff, and Barry Murphy?
Barry Murphy are the regulars.
Hosted by Tommy Gimler.
It's a fun hour-long, not long enough,
no.
discussion of what's going on in
sports.
They
get into some...
And other things.
Yeah, lots of crazy other things.
Occasionally they drift off.
Some drunk stories.
You know what I like? Porn stars.
Whenever they reference a bar or any story that revolves around liquor or a bar, the details are always very specific. Like, Andy was telling some story. Oh, like, yeah, the guy was standing by the second speed well at the bar.
Gotcha. It's like he's testifying,
like,
which may have had to happen.
Spent a lot of time. Yeah.
Spent a lot of time reporting what's happening to the police.
Yeah.
The Packers are playing the Lions, and they're both tied for first.
What round. Are the what are the Bears doing this week?
They're probably losing again.
Who are they
they're
playing?
Last in the division.
I meant to ask him that.
The Bears are playing. It's double division. The Bears are playing the Vikings this week. And
who's supposed to win?
Fuck off.
I don't know.
Everybody fuck off.
Oh, man.
On paper, the Vikings, I think, are like 6-10. I think the Bears are 5-10.
Yeah.
And the, 6-10, 6-9, whatever. They're better. They're above us. We're fourth out of four.
Oh, that's not bad.
In the NFC.
No, oh, okay.
So there you go.
Good. The Cubs are going to be so good this year, man.
The Cubs may be good.
No, they'll be good. I think they're not even the Cubs anymore. It's like none of that team is left. I mean, since, I don't know, the team has been gutted. I mean, they've got all these, like, you know.
And who's coaching?
Fucking Joe Madden, man.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Madden. Great coach. The best coach. They had a coach. They had Renteria. Had two more years on his contract. They had to pay him off. And send him on his way to hire Joe Madden. Yeah, they paid him to go home and sit on his hands.
Uh-huh.
That's great. I would love that, wouldn't you? I mean, on some level, I guess it's a defeat, but not really.
Getting paid to not work?
Joe Madden has to sit there and manage fucking baseball. I don't have to do shit.
I'm just closing this before the headline over at The Drudge.
Yeah,
was about that killing. Did you hear also that... former President Bush the greater.
Oh yeah,
is in hospital. Sadly,
in hospital,
rushed to the hospital last night for what they're saying was shortness of breath. But when you're 90,
no,
they're kind of all
right. Is that how old he is?
Short of breath. Yeah.
Was he jumping out of a plane again?
He did. For his 90th birthday, didn't he jump out of a plane?
That's amazing. Him. I've never done that. I don't want to do it for any of my birthdays.
Right. I'm sure a lot of people in the inner city who live to be 90 can jump out of planes at 90.
Sure.
Because their healthcare is great and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really... Are you saying it takes a well-manicured background of being coiffed and taken care of and rubbed down and oiled? And,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Lots of kickbacks from military contractors, and oh look, I'm gonna shit out a son and make him president.
Yeah, and some of those Deutschmarks from the 30s and 40s. Oh, oops, yeah. I mean, that's some of the money they made. Wasn't Prescott Bush? Wasn't that one of his things? The
Big Daddy
was in dealings with the Germans, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right around, you know, that time.
Speaking of Germans, didn't they indict Bush and Cheney on war crimes, or didn't they say they should be tried?
It's a, it's their leading,
something like that.
It's their leading human rights group in Germany.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm not sure if it has actual government ties or not.
No.
But they have called. They're like an international, I don't know, group or whatever. But they've called, among others. Did you see the New York Times was the big one? The new fucking New York Times had an not even an op-ed. It was their editorial staff.
Oh, my God.
That said, you know what? We should prosecute these guys.
Oh, my God.
They came up short of saying Cheney and Bush, though, because I think I got to...
I would be scared.
If this is true, it seems like there's laws that these guys have passed that cover their asses, like almost too big to prosecute kind of laws. It seems a little shady to me.
Did you tweet out that when the German human rights group said that Bush and Cheney should be tried for war crimes? Did you tweet out, well, if anybody should know anything about war crimes, it's the Germans?
No.
That's a good one.
That was not me.
I thought that was you on ours.
No.
Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
That's bad. That's against the Germans.
Yeah, that is bad.
We like the Germans.
I know. I just struck me as kind of, you know.
Funny.
It is funny.
That's true, you know.
The Germans are... in fact, I saw an article the other day of what the Germans are doing right, like, and we're not.
Yeah.
And one of the things is, we've talked about this before, is how they have, well, first of all, their companies, I mean, you have to be in a union, many of their companies.
That's great.
You have to be in a union. And that corporations have to have union representation on the boards of some of these companies. And,
holy shit. Well, that's the same over here, isn't it? Doesn't Walmart have that?
They're trying to destroy the unions. The Koch brothers and their like have done a great job, really, of chipping away for the past 50 years over away all the great strides that labor made. Look at
how are they able to do that, though, like with money?
When these dummy publicans go, you know, the things in the good old days, the 50s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
But that's when corporations paid 90% taxes. That's when CEO salaries were maybe 10 times higher than some of the rest of the people, not 100,000 times higher than some of the other
Whole
people.
Whole Foods has an agreement that their CEO can't make more than 14 times their employees.
And that's some of the laws that they pass in Europe. There's laws. Can you imagine that law passing here in corporate America?
Fuck no.
In the corporate states of America?
No, I cannot.
There's no fucking way.
Think about how much money that is. Even 14 times what, I don't know, entry-level employee makes, that's still a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, but somehow they justify. The worst, even the most egregious, is when these CEOs bail on a losing company. Like, they fuck up the company, but they still have these golden parachutes, so they leave with millions and bonuses.
How are they able to do that? They have...
Didn't those AIG fuckers that the government had to bail out after it went tits up and people went to jail and shit, didn't some people end up getting bonuses?
Absolutely. I mean, that's...
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I remember way back when in Chicago, I had a job working for Arthur Anderson.
Oof.
I was a temp. I showed up. And they're like, okay, we're going to have you down at the paper shredder. I was like, all right. You know, I was making a big whopping seven something an hour. Ooh, we're getting another call.
Pick it up.
Yeah. But anyway, I shredded paper all day for Arthur Anderson. God knows what the fuck I was shredding. Yeah. Evidence.
We got a caller on the line. Hey, caller, crab diving Wednesday, Christmas Eve. How you doing? Who do we have?
Merry Sparkle season, everybody. It's Kelly.
I couldn't see the number. Merry Sparkle season.
It's the voice.
It's the voice. Kelly the voice.
Hello.
How's it going? Are you you stinking atheist like us? Well, how are you guys celebrating Sparkle season? Are you going to eat some babies and worship Satan?
Pretty much. I sacrificed a goat for the hell of it.
Awesome.
So why not?
Awesome.
Not like for anybody, but I was just like, why not? You, I'm an atheist. I feel like I should kill things.
No, wait. There's no way the voice would sacrifice a goat. Now, she would adopt it and bring it into her house.
To the menagerie.
Okay, that's a really good point. No, I didn't. A goat, I literally want to have a goat farm.
Oh, yeah.
Like a zoo. Like, I love goats so much.
How does that work? Do you plant them? Are there seeds and they just grow out of the ground?
You just have to give them a nice light fertilizer, right. Water them regularly. It's really cool. Like they're easy to grow.
Excellent.
I had a friend in high school. He had a pygmy goat farm in the backyard.
Oh, that's cool.
Did he really?
Yeah, little goats.
Wow.
Miniature.
Did you play with them all the time?
Yeah. I went over there every once in a while. I mean, they were big gun people, so they had guns all over their house. But
did you shoot the goats?
I don't know. No, not to shoot the goats.
Oh. Oh, you weren't allowed over their house because they were gun.
No, my mom was like, "You can't go over there." No, I went over there anyway, you know. But what am I supposed to do?
Well, because your mom's staying, and that's nice.
Yeah, but anyway, they had lots of pygmy goats. They're very, very cute.
They're cute. They hop on things. And they have really creepy eyes. Like goats are such a combination of adorable and creepy at the same time. Like, it kind of makes sense that they're one of my favorite animals.
Oh, yeah. I love a goat.
Because they're those rectangular pupils.
I never noticed. Why?
Yeah, and like, octopus eyes, they have the same eyes. Like, they literally are rectangles. And it's weird looking if you really look into their eyes. It's like they're staring into, like, the darkest recesses of your soul.
Who knew octopi were so deep? Thoughtful.
Octopuses.
They're the goats of the ocean.
Octopuses are the smartest cephalopod in the ocean, and they can walk on land.
I think we've stumbled into a topic the voice is interested in.
We have. Listen to her whipping out the C word.
Squid and octopuses so much.
They're not octopuses. I thought they were octopuses.
No, you wish. Now the octopuses.
No, that's octopuses is a night of Bill Cosby at the Bunny Ranch or something.
Only if they're drugged.
Right. split those roofies up 12 ways.
Why don't they remake the James Bond movie Octopussy? Remember that? I mean, that was a funny movie. That was a good one. It was a great name, Octopussy.
But they,
you can't have that now.
I can't believe they got away with that.
Yeah.
I feel like people would be all, like, up in arms about this. I promote it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not judging. But
I think they were up in arms, but they weren't as, you know, we're in a pretty scary conservative backswing right now.
Wasn't that the 70s?
Yeah, I think they just...
The Tea Party wasn't around yet.
Yeah, and now it's just all these, you know, family value bullshit.
Back then it was key parties instead of tea parties.
Right.
Dude, this prayer rally bullshit is looking kind of actually awesome. Because I'm hoping it's... You know the one in Louisiana?
Yeah, Jindal.
Yeah, Jindal. I'm hoping that it's so offensive, like it's a complete backlash. Like, they're already starting to protest it in Louisiana. Like, the school itself doesn't support it.
They're going to have, we did the story, I think, last week, go to crabdiving.com. Jindal is sponsoring. Remember we played that creepy YouTube video of him saying, America needs to get back to biblical
Horrible.
Teaching and biblical blah, blah, blah. Great. We're going to have a prayer rally. But these speakers that they've invited are some of the scariest Christo-fascist, we-hate-homo motherfuckers that are out there that are going to be speaking at this event.
Anything with the name family in it, anything with the that's their title, fuck off.
Honestly. Agreed,
family
voice.
Family values, and fuck you very much.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. You know, during those rallies, I mean, we've talked about this before, how Grindr just must be off the chain.
Oh, for sure.
Hooking up Grindr everywhere.
And any whorehouse, anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the strip clubs.
You know, all the prostitutes are like, okay, I got to get myself whacked. The Republicans are coming to town.
Time to get paid.
And it definitely happened on the Grindr thing, because I saw stories about that when the Republican convention happened. Wherever the last convention was, some liberal gay writers were like, hey, look at this. And they had screen caps of like all these torsos, like no faces, but it's all these torsos. Yeah.
That's amazing.
But it's like all of a sudden, wherever they were, the gay population on Grindr went up 100-fold.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, are you heading to the desert? Yeah.
No, actually.
Disneyland.
I am actually in trouble with my family because I'm going to the Cowboys' house again. This is exciting, and he can't say for sure, but Condoleezza's races. Am I saying that? Condoleezza Rice's sister is going to be at this party I'm going to tonight.
Oh, really?
Condoleezza Rice's sister is the top billing. The top billing is Condoleezza Rice's sister. Oh, get scoop.
Right.
Is it sister or a cousin? I might be wrong. It's either your cousin or sister.
Oh, get breaking news about get dirt on Condoleezza.
I will do my best.
Because she runs.
Excited.
Offer her a show on our network.
Yeah. That could be our Drudge story. Because you know how Drudge got that story of the jizz stain on the dress, just because he kind of knew someone who knew that one woman.
Who knew that one woman?
Right.
Exactly.
So
I will do my best, and you know I'm good with the ladies, so we'll see what I can do. I don't know. I'm trying to be the good girlfriend and doing everything I can to be the good girlfriend, and this is part of it. And I also am kind of really happy to not be around my family for a little bit.
This is his family.
No, my family. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm going to see his family.
Interesting.
Yeah, I love my family to death, but it's a lot of, like, you know, it's called a family, therefore there's lots of the fighting and the issues and the problems and the ever, never enough. I'm kind of excited just to go and drink free alcohol. Everything's going to be catered.
Now all the same's going to happen. You just get to be a spectator instead of a participant.
Exactly.
See, that's the best.
Yes, really excited about that.
You get to watch someone else's family, you know, give them shit.
Ooh, and she gets to hang out with Condoleezza Rice's sister.
And then get to talk, get her drunk.
And her cousin.
And get details.
Right.
Dirt on Condi Rice.
Are you going to say, hey, listen, between you and me, your sister should be brought to The Hague on war crime charges?
Yeah, we want stories of Condoleezza Rice experimenting in college or some shit like that.
No, yeah, that's what I'm going to go for. Because she's not going to talk about political stuff. She has that. I assume because she's a liberal, she actually has some integrity. And she probably won't be like spewing out all that, but I could totally probably get her to do something personal.
Yeah. Ask
because,
her,
you know,
say, are you guys close? I mean, would you go visit her at The Hague?
Oh, I don't know yet. Sheena doesn't know yet. We'll see.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe she won't even be there. But that's the rumor. I guess she usually goes to the Christmas party. I guess it's a big deal. I don't know.
Well, you'll have to report back to us.
I will. I have a lot of discretion.
That's right. Just
which is a complete lie.
Put the recorder on your phone on and just leave it going.
Awesome. What are you guys doing? Are you guys going to cuddle up together underneath your tree?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we don't. Well, nails. It's funny you bring that up. We aren't having a tree this year. We're having a Festivus pole.
Made out of cans of cheap beer. You.
Empty beer cans.
Yeah.
Did you put any G-strings on there and, like, any of the condoms of Koreatown?
Oh, yes. There's lots of condoms.
Condoms of Koreatown.
Tons of condoms hanging off of it.
Hey, you have to say trademark. That's my coffee table.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
That's awesome. Well, I'm sad I'm not there with you guys. I would really love to.
Yeah, we'd love to tip an eggnog with you. We'd love to tip an eggnog and dance around the Festivus pole with you.
Well, the Festivus pole, you're supposed to air your grievances.
Right, the airing of grievances.
Yeah.
I have a grievance that we don't hang out enough.
Yeah,
and then the feats of strength.
Right. Oh, yeah, the wrestling match. Then we have to all wrestle.
Or at least pick up heavy shit.
Are you guys having a wrestling match tonight?
Yes, later on. I got to stretch out. Well, thanks for calling, Voice. And you have a wonderful Christmas. It sounds like you're going to have a great time with... you know,
the cowboy,
famous people, a catered party, free alcohol, no fights.
The full-sized cowboy.
Oh, yes.
Full-sized, yeah. More than full-sized, in fact.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez.
Okay. No, I'm talking about his height. He's 6'6", relax.
Oh, okay. Well, that's tall.
Oh, God, you must look like Klitschko and what's-her-face, the cheerleader from Heroes.
No,
he's adorable, actually. It's right. One day we're gonna go out and let's put on because he's like 15 years. Not I forget. He's quite a bit older than me. He wants to like put on old age makeup, and I'm gonna dress up as a little girl.
Jesus.
We're gonna go out one day and just freak people out.
It's like
my hair is like a cute little sweet like pigtails.
I think that's great. It's like you hanging out
with Hollywood. Nobody will with
all your other boyfriends.
Yeah, nobody. It's Hollywood. You need to go somewhere civilized and do that. Here in Hollywood,
they won't care.
Yeah,
they'll be like, "Oh, look, it's James Woods."
Yeah, right, James Woods. Yeah, perfect example.
All right, guys.
Yeah, we gotta take a break.
I'll talk to you soon.
Happy sparkle season.
Happy sparkle season.
Happy sparkle season.
Take care.
Bye.
That's Kelly.
Bye-bye.
The voice.
Yes.
Of Crab Diving and the former voice of Crab Nation. Actually, she'll always be the voice of Crab Nation.
The voice.
For all of eternity.
Wow, that sounds very religious.
Well,
I mean, all of eternity.
Crab Nation is no more, and we never
we're
had
all
a different
mulch.
Voice.
Yeah, that's true.
So she's emblazoned for eternity as...
Yeah.
Just like the first Darren in...
And Bewitched
is emblazoned in eternity.
You like that one better than the second Darren?
The second Darren was okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was Darren and Bewitched. You know, what are you going to fucking do?
Replacing Hamlet.
God.
We're about ready to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, here at the top of the hour.
Yay.
3 p.m. almost on the Pacific Coast. If it ain't that time, you're listening to a rerun of this great show.
That's right.
And we're somewhere else doing something else. So you can also download any other show that's here on the network. You can also download past episodes of this show on our blog, on our website, actually, crabdiving.com. And you can also get the stuff here, on iTunes.
Yes. On Stitcher.
And on Stitcher. And if you do happen to go there, you know, float us a good review.
Yeah. Give us some stars.
That would be really cool. Float some stars to us for Christmas. Everybody, we're going to play some music. I don't have any Christmas music. I should have put some effort into downloading some Christmas music. But should we have some
enough Christmas music?
Should we have
some
good atheist I've got that Holly Near song. I really like that one. The if I can find it, ladies and gentlemen, we also don't forget you could tweet us during the show.
Oh, yes. At Crab Diving. I'm looking at the tweets right now. Rat Boy just wished us a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That was awesome.
Thank you, Rat Boy.
Calling. Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
It was great to hear
that
from you.
Really cool. I've got Holly Near, I'm Not Afraid, teed up. A nice little humanist, atheist gospel song.
Right.
I guess it's not a gospel song. It's a...
It's a...
Inspirational.
It's a... Yeah.
It's kind of folk singery.
It's a choral classic.
Folk singery kind of stuff like that. And then we'll have something else. I don't know after that. But we'll be
something
back
good.
In a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Purge. Intake,
don't go anywhere.
Do what you need to do. Scratch what you need to.
Leave the window open.
Pluck what you need to. Put whatever you need to in whatever you need to.
Insert.
Just so it doesn't take more than the next couple of minutes.
Right.
Because you got to come back for more crab diet.
Economy.
I ain't afraid of your Yahweh. I ain't afraid of your Allah. I ain't afraid of your Jesus. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. And I ain't when I slow down.
where I hit it all. What do you want from me? Cause you're bothering me. And you trouble me.
Hey everybody, we're back. It's the Crab Diving Show. Well, we're broadcasting live from the front line of the war on Christmas. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Sitting right here with me is Patrick Vile, who is
having an event.
Yeah, a nasal event.
Okay. Hey, everybody. That was a little bit of Ray Sterling with Trouble Me.
What's up?
And right before that was Holly Near with I'm Not Afraid. Welcome back to Crab Diving. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next hour, well, 50 minutes or
cha-ching.
So.
Cha-ching.
On this nice Christmas Eve, as they're cranking up every local news station, you know, they're cranking up the Santa tracker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw that.
NORAD is getting ready.
Yeah. Fire!
To track Santa.
Welcome to the war on Christmas!
And here in Los Angeles...
Release the Hounds.
I guess they're opening that movie tomorrow.
Oh, The Interview?
The Interview.
Would you see that if somebody's like, hey, I'll pay for you get a free movie tomorrow. Interview or Hobbit?
Oh, Hobbit. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Of course, yeah. I have no desire to see the...
It's going
to
be disappointing, The Interview. There's all this hype for this fucking shitty movie.
Right. Now it's a political statement.
Yeah, I'm not saying the movie's worthless or whatever. This is not a Hobbit like everybody needs to see.
Right.
Not everybody needs to see this. I don't know. I don't know what people need.
Remember you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked?
Hey, where's Christian? How's he doing? Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine, really. He's just not into Christmas this year. That's all.
What is...
He's such a douchebag.
Kirk Cameron saving Christmas.
Hey, fuck you.
That's the vibe we were going for with the...
Totally.
With our Christmas promo.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for being here, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, we're going to be here for the next 50 minutes or so.
Libs, politics.
I've got...
Unite Blue.
We've got headlines, some headlines. Some
fuck off.
Fortunately, it doesn't seem like a huge, awful news day like it usually is. It just seems like a regular bullshittery kind of day. Of course, there is the Ebola thing that's going on, where some workers at the CDC in Atlanta may have had a little oopsie, a little misstep.
What do you think? They're like, oh shit, I just put it right here. It was just right here.
It was right here.
Oh my God!
Of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. Oh, I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and
It's just
to do so.
It's just sitting there in the queue.
I personally believe that certain Americans are able to do so.
I had to. It was just sitting there in the queue.
I love that. That's amazing. That always makes me feel a lot smarter.
Listening to her.
Oh shit! Yes, I feel like I'm gonna write some algorithms.
I've got a story from the entertainment headlines. I guess we're going to maybe scoop the Hollywood hick a little bit here.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget to listen to him, Brent Paris. Sevens on the Sevens here, Pacific time, 7 a.m., 7 p.m.
He just had a new show yesterday, correct?
New show last night. It's very funny. It'll be on again tonight, 7 p.m.
Celebrating the life of Joe Cocker.
Celebrating Joe Cocker.
Even though he said he's pretty ugly.
He said something like, good thing he didn't come up in the YouTube or music video age,
because
he ain't no looker.
He's not a looker.
I think was what he said. It's hilarious. Yeah. Listen to Brent Paris, 7 p.m. tonight. And then 8 p.m. tonight,
De-de-de-de.
You heard him a little while ago. He called in Tommy Gimler.
Yes.
The host of the Daily Upper Decker. And I don't know who's on tonight. It's probably the usual.
All the guys. Andy Ostroff. Barry Murphy,
T'Shawn
Phillips
will be there, and
busting
they're
going to
be breaking out the top 32.
Yeah.
Counting down, I hope.
Right, right. That does not include the Bad News Bears.
I'm filing an official protest right there.
Well, we don't know what
Walter
the other
Matthau
movies are. He also said it didn't include 12 Years a Slave.
He said Rudy's in there.
Oh, God. Rudy.
He said Rudy.
You don't like Rudy?
Is in there. It's okay.
God. Well, you're just not a big Notre Dame fan.
Rudy,
that's God's
Rudy.
Team.
It is God's
that's
team.
God's
that's,
team.
So, of course, I have to hate it.
God. Is that really, out of all the teams, Notre Dame is God's team?
Yes.
Okay.
Except for the other teams that call themselves God's
right.
team. We did have good
take
news,
a knee.
Good news recently that we didn't really cover all that much. But this is from New York. You know that Cuomo.
Yes.
As Sam Cedar, who's a liberal pundit, calls him Cuomo the Lesser.
Oh, really?
In many ways. This guy's a kind of a dirtbag, too. You know, he's the one who is under investigation for diddling with the group that he set up to investigate corruption.
Oh, my God. Oh, I remember
like
this.
There's supposed to be this group, this board that was formed
right.
to find and root out corruption. And somehow he fucked with it and politicized it to keep them from certain people's corruption.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now he's corrupting the anti-corruption board. Amazing.
Too much diddling.
But this, what he did was good.
It's like the Vatican over there.
After presenting findings of an exhaustive five-year study.
5 years.
This is like science and facts and studies and shit. They studied the potential environmental, economic, and public health effects of fracking.
Ooh.
In New York, the Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner said that they would issue legally binding finding statements seeking prohibition of the controversial process. So they want to ban fracking in New York.
Oh, my gosh.
In all of New York.
No. Nope. What are they going to do, frack in Central Park?
Yeah, right. It's just
you
fracking.
Could, though. It's big enough.
It says is the process of injecting high-pressure volumes of water, sand, and chemicals underground to crack shale rock and let the gas flow. We all like to have the gas flow easily.
They make it sound so positive, sort of.
The study that was presented last Wednesday, it says, had few good things to say.
Oh, wow.
They said that peer-reviewed studies on how fracking affects public health, were few and far between. The process had the potential, though, to pollute New York's many reservoirs and aquifers. And they say that the economic benefit to the state would clearly be lower than the spin the frackers are putting on it.
Well, I mean, okay, we could have fracking, but it might ruin our water supply. So,
well, and plus,
what economic benefits could outweigh that?
Fracking may be going away. It might be a good benefit for a sad reason that it's, I mean, it's not, you know, it's good that it's happening, but oil is plummeting, the price of oil. So now a lot of these fracking businesses are suddenly becoming not so profitable, if at all profitable.
Oh, wow.
So I've been reading that some of these places are starting to bag on fracking just because it's not profitable
anymore.
Free
market.
Yeah.
There you go. See, you're right. See, you stupid lib. The free market is correcting that environmental problem.
Oh, great.
It's got to be hands off.
Yeah. After much of the damage is already done in places.
Oh, you think we could have benefited from fracking stopping earlier than it did? Well, it's still going on.
Yeah, I think probably when the first couple of earthquakes happened, when people were first starting to be able to light their water like a nice little eternal flame.
That's ridiculous.
Then maybe they could have taken a look at it and said, I don't know, maybe it's not. And again, it's like the fucking tobacco industry. Oh, well, you know, we commission studies. It's safe.
Oh, yes.
And it's the same thing. You get all these studies where they say, you know, scientists have said that there's no bad effects from from fracking. And this scientist that we paid for,
yes,
we paid him to do thorough research. Of course, he's not going to be biased at all.
But yeah, it's like the police policing themselves,
right?
You know, it's like oversight, and that's what these. That's where you need government, dummies. You need government, you libertarians out there, to for this shit. There's been a lot of damage done already, and this fair market bullshit. People from the beginning. Well, this shows what hypocrites they are anyway, because how many areas where there were towns or counties voted no fracking, but then the evil corporate oil overlords bought state officials to override local bans. I want to say Oklahoma, was it? Was somewhere where they passed, that was a gun one maybe, where in Oklahoma where like a town passed a no gun legislation, the people voted for it.
The actual people that live there.
Yeah, and then the assholes in the state legislature who are supposed to represent those people that are...
Yes, they fucked them.
Said, you can't do that.
No. You can't vote to have no guns.
We're not allowing you that much democracy.
It seems like people in the government that are involved with governing people and keeping everyone in line, they'd be happy to see less guns, wouldn't they?
No, because... Right now, the NRA is paying them more. See, what we need is...
No NRA.
We need a group of anti-gun people to start donating millions and millions and millions of dollars to campaigns for and buying their own
politicians.
What
the problem...
We need the money out of it,
The problem is that the NRA is for people that are into guns. They're into something. You're talking about a program for people that aren't into something. You know what I mean? It's tough. It's not as fun. If you're anti-gun,
right?
I mean, you're gonna start a,
which I'm not. But
it's harder to start an organization that's anti something than hey, I'm for this thing. I'm really passionate about it. But I guess you could be for gun control.
Well, and what's so weird now is this. You know, Ronald Reagan was against automatic weapons.
He doesn't know.
Not now, but he arguably then.
He was for an assault weapons ban?
Well, yeah. And I just don't get how it's... I don't buy the slippery slope of, so why can't we have rocket launchers?
So
where does the logic stop? If they're saying, we should be able to have automatic weapons...
If you ban those, then what's next?
Then they're going to take my shotgun away.
Part of me thinks you should fuck the slippery slope. After you saw Sandy Hook, you should be like, I don't know about that slippery slope, but here's some gun control we need to pass because look at all these dead fucking kids.
Right.
And no fracking.
So that was good news out of New York. New York appears to
go fuck yourself.
Be moving towards banning fracking. They say that, it was health concerns were one of the main things that they were worried about. So they were thinking about people. Allegedly.
Oh my gosh. How weird.
I think probably the less profitability had more to do with it.
Yes.
Not that I would be cynical about our elected officials.
Why would you be?
Cause I know they just want to do good for people.
Oh God.
Right.
Oh yes, of course.
Good news from New York.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of good news in the sparkle season.
Sparkle season.
Kirk Cameron, I don't know what he's out doing.
Oh, is he in the news?
No. His movie, I guess, that he had. I don't really have any new news on
that. How many hits does it have on YouTube?
Yeah, I don't know.
Good.
They're putting out the interview on YouTube, right? Was that what I heard today? They were trying to get it out on iTunes, interestingly enough. And I guess, a lot of the distributors are pissed off. A lot of the major chains are pissed at Sony now. Everybody's pissed at Sony.
Right.
For various reasons.
Angelina Jolie is mad.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying they shouldn't have in the first place.
Right.
You know, they should have
caved.
Stood up and said, fuck you, we're going to release it.
I mean, all these other movie studios are so high and mighty, but I got to be honest. I mean, I can see them doing the same exact thing. They were in Sony's shoes.
And weren't they the ones that made the decision? Some of the chains decided to not present the movie, and then Sony came out and said, okay, we're not going to do this. So
it makes it easy.
Now they're
going
to try to distribute it. I mean, it's opening tomorrow at some select theaters. Rick talked this morning on the Morning Wood, 8 to 10 a.m. every weekday morning, except tomorrow. Live here on crabdiving.com. He talked about, he read some of the places you can go see it here in L.A. Several of the theaters. There's one in Van Nuys. Wait, now, Los Feliz.
Okay. Now, I'm going to write it down. All the places I can see this shitty Seth Rogen movie
at. That's the thing.
Christmas.
If it was a better movie.
Maybe it's great. Maybe it's like on Golden Pond.
I saw a meme.
Meme.
Talking about movies. One of the things we've laughed about is like with these current T-publicans, and especially the Cokie, not even the T-ones, but the kind of the libertarian-y money corporate Republicans, when they watch a movie like It's a Wonderful Life,
they don't get it.
Well, yeah,
they're sad at the end.
Then
Mr. Potter died.
Well, and Jimmy Stewart is a bad guy. He's a fucking terrorist, man. He's a terrorist,
right? Oh shit!
And
they're like, he should have died in the ice when he tried to save his brother,
right? And same thing with Christmas Carol. Scrooge is the hero.
Right.
In their world.
Why aren't the ghosts visiting Bob Cratchit?
Right, that lazy taker.
Right, and his Christmas gifts.
Who's not grateful enough to his benevolent employer.
Hello.
It just makes... It's such a weird worldview.
That is strange.
Such a fucking...
we're fucked up.
Strange worldview.
Whatever. I saw this thing over here, 7 things Americans can learn from Italians.
Okay.
Isn't it weird? Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. This is from last year.
Eating?
Yeah. Yeah, we can eat slowly, locally, and with others. We should drink a little, but not too much. Italians love their vino, but they don't overdo it. Here in America, there's a culture of binge drinking. That's true.
Yeah. England has a big problem, too. Yeah, Google that shit, man, because
they have all doubt.
They have all those creepy Big Brother cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
But bonus, they have cameras everywhere. When people stumble out of the pubs at 2 a.m.
It's a mess.
You're bound to get people making assholes.
When you go to Europe, who's the most ill-behaved? The fucking people from the U.K.
Yeah.
For sure.
They're pretty... boisterous.
They're insane. Yeah.
We were talking about we did the fracking story. We were talking about the Hollywood Hick. That's right. Another story that kind of out of entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
That we were going to talk. That I'd like to talk about here.
Were you talking about Tim Burton and Helena Bonham Carter splitting up after 13 years of marriage?
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
It was on the news.
They lived in separate houses.
Yeah.
True. They said that one of the reasons their marriage worked was that they had two separate apartments or two separate houses.
And now they're going to have two separate lives.
Like they were buddies.
Yeah.
They were buddies.
How could it happen? Oh, they got tired of looking at each other. That's how.
And so tired that even only seeing each other once in a while, they couldn't even deal with it anymore. So they wanted to get divorced.
You know how weird it was way back when Marky Mark did the original remake of The Planet of the Apes and Helena Bonham Carter played one of the ape women, and but they made her like kind of hot.
Yeah. How do you hot up a chimp?
It was very strange.
I know a lot of people that got their SAG card
on that
because it was such a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
You know, it went long and it was, they had all kinds of problems, I guess, during the shoot. And some people, I knew one guy who went to Hawaii. They flew him to Hawaii. Like there were different levels of apes.
In the Marky Mark version?
And it was how much makeup they put on you.
Yeah.
How close you were to the camera.
Right.
So in the big ape scenes, the guys way in the back out of focus are just wearing like a rubber mask over their head.
They look ridiculous.
That much. Yes. The closer you got to camera, the more detailed they would have to put even extras. Background actors.
Who the fuck would want to do that movie?
They got bumps for the makeup. They were making a couple $100 a day as a background, and then this one guy got picked. They flew 50 people out to fucking Hawaii. I'm like, can't they cast people in Hawaii to put on monkey masks?
But what a dumb.
It's just some money is. I'm sure it's a I'm sure that was a union deal.
Oh, yeah.
Like a SAG deal. Like
is Marky Mark still in the Planet of the Apes movies, or what's going on with
so.
Shia LaBeouf now?
Shia LaBeouf.
And I'm not a... I guess. I don't know. Are you excited to see the new one that's coming out, or is there a new one?
Probably.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are we more afraid of this in this earth, zombies or monkeys? A zombie apocalypse or a monkey apocalypse?
I think zombies. I don't think
That's worse than monkeys. Zombie monkeys?
No, people in America are more afraid of shit that doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget.
Point taken.
Scooping Brent Paris to Hollywood Hick, possibly, unless he's going to talk about this. I'm going to send this to him anyway. We've talked on the show about Bruce Jenner.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
A story came out yesterday.
He looks like Nicole Kidman now.
That said that Bruce Jenner's ex-wife, Christy Scott, has said that he is a longtime cross-dresser who wants sex change surgery to become a woman.
Wow. Bruce Jenner. What's his name? What's his female name going to be? What's her name?
This is where the story goes a little crazy. They're saying that he wants to change his name to Agnes.
Agnes Jenner. God, you pick Agnes. Not a better name?
Well, you know, I maybe it's a relative. I don't know. It's not a current name, and it doesn't, I don't know. If I got, you know, my stuff lopped off and
Patrice,
stuffed inside and
Patricia. Grew-grews.
Yeah, I'd probably go for something where I don't have to like relearn how to sign my name and shit. And
oh yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't even have to change my credit cards. I'd just say, oh, they spelled it wrong. You know.
No, that's true. Wow, that's smart. Well, maybe that was the name. Because if Bruce Jenner's been like this his whole life and he's always wanted to, I don't know, change it up. I mean, maybe Agnes was a popular name back then. You know, way back when, maybe he's always imagined he wants to be Agnes Jenner. Maybe he's had this name in his head for a while, probably.
The story came out in 2012 when Ellen Kardashian, who was the ex-wife of Robert Kardashian.
Are they just coming out of the walls?
Of the Kardashians. She said that this first wife of Jenner's had told her. So this is one of those, you know, she said.
Right.
That he was secretly a cross-dresser and that she had told her that, quote, Bruce had gone through all my clothes and I found my bras, he would clip them together and wear them.
Clip them together?
Well, he was bigger.
Oh, okay, I see. So it would take two bras to make one bra.
Apparently,
for Bruce.
Looked like he had four tits.
Quadra boobied.
She said, reports are claiming that he plans to change his name to Agnes in the new year and get breast implants as part of his transition.
Well, good for her. You have to say her now.
Sources are saying that Bruce, who has been recently photographed with a French manicure, hot pink nail polish. Well, that's two different things. Isn't the French manicure the...
Oh, I don't know.
A different color. Feathery blown out hair, fuller lips, shiny shaved legs. They're saying he wants to be called Agnes starting in 2015 and is allegedly planning to go public with the sex change. Because he's tired of hiding his desire to be a woman. They're saying, this is all rumor, by the way, that he's taking hormones, wants breast implants, and that now the wife has long denied when asked. Apparently it's a topic that you get asked.
Yeah.
Is it true your husband wants to be a woman?
Yes.
They're exes now, aren't they?
I don't know.
We'd have to get... Brent to call in on this.
Right, right. They don't. Then maybe they split up.
But she said that it's bullshit that those rumors have been going around since the 70s.
Wow, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah. It was just always a cereal box model to me.
She said the tabloids have been saying that since the 70s. You think he'd be cooked by now? I don't
cooked.
Know.
Cooked.
I don't know what that. I guess she means that he would have had it done by now.
He would have been cooked.
They just keep regurgitating the same old stuff, she
wow.
says.
By the way, a French manicure, you have to remove your old nail polish, trim your nails into your preferred shape, file and buff your nails, and number four, soak your nails. Place your hands in a warm bowl of water, whole milk, or olive oil.
Really?
God, it softens your cuticles and makes them easier to push back. Soak for about 3 minutes, then dry your hands with a towel. With a towel? Duh. What do you think it dry with?
Very strange.
With a piece of bacon. Push back and trim your cuticles. God. This WikiHow thing on how to give yourself a French manicure, I'm not going to read it all. It goes on for fucking days. I just wanted to find out what a French manicure was.
There you go. A little bit of nail knowledge for you here on Crab Diving. Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show at Crab Diving and give us a call if you feel like it. We're here for the next 25 minutes or so. 323-601-5427. That's 323-601-LIBS.
Cha-ching.
If you don't call during that time, you can call and leave us a message. We listen to our messages. We got a little voicemail dealio going there. I think they're only 30 seconds, so if you plan on calling and saying the N-word and Jew for 30 seconds,
yeah,
you're only going to get 30 seconds of it. We'll, you know, if it's something funny, shit, we'll play it on the air. And also follow us on Facebook. Lots going on Facebook. Facebook, I think people are on holiday
right
already.
A French manicure, neutral, understated, and goes with absolutely anything.
Yeah, it's the clear one with the white edges, right?
How the fuck could you have a hot pink French manicure?
Maybe it's both. Maybe Bruce Jenner has had both.
Maybe he isn't transitioning. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if that's bullshit.
Well, a dude with a French is weird. A dude with
why?
Hot pink is
well,
weird.
Well, why?
Too.
Why? Why French? Well,
not, I mean,
the French manicure, those Italian guys get that.
I guess that's being sexist of me that you know, yeah. If you want to wear pink, bright pink nail polish and you're a dude, well, I guess it's narrow of me to assume that you want to be a chick or that you're gay or anything.
A friend of mine nearly cut his finger off on using a saw.
Oof.
And he didn't cut it off, but he lopped the tip of it off and his fingernail fell back and he was in a play.
It circumcised his finger a little bit.
Oh God. He was in a play and he felt self-conscious because he had no fingernails, so he cut his own. He made a fingernail out of plexiglass.
Come on.
Or something. Just
he fashioned his own prosthetic?
Yeah. It looked horrible. It looked like, I don't know. It looked like a square piece of plastic in like a big, meaty, mushy finger. It was just atrocious.
Gross.
But I guess he had a French manicure because he put nail polish on it and shit.
There you go.
What's a French manicure?
I've got a story here, which is taking a moment to load.
A moment?
This is not great. Not good news.
What?
This is one of those sad passings.
Oh, shit. Who died?
That, because of the circumstances...
Churro?
Is also a little funny. This, and I remember this place. This is the United Ministries. It's the Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago. This is one of those made big, giant, mega churches.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That I remember seeing in Chicago that... you would drive by and you could see a giant sign and they had like their own TV station and shit.
Oh my God, a whole operation.
Guy, yeah.
They had like a compound.
Well, the Reverend, Pastor Gordon A. Humphrey Jr., rest in peace.
Oh no.
Was preaching on Sunday and was literally in the middle
schedule.
They were in the middle of a song.
Right.
When he collapsed.
Oh no.
And passed right there.
He collapsed during the chorus.
And they were singing Pharrell Williams' Happy.
Oh my God.
So he went happy. What a great way to go. You're dancing, you're into, you know, your performance.
Right, right. He died happy.
He went literally happy.
Wow.
So our condolences to his
and his mega church. Will the mega church live on?
The church will probably go on
preaching bullshit.
He's already been interred. This happened yesterday. He was already buried 2 days ago, I should say.
Happily interred.
They said He had served as senior pastor of Olivet Church in Oakland, California, Olivet Church in Stockton, and Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Where his father, Gordon Humphrey Sr., pastored some 40 years before him. Holy cow!
Ooh!
There's been a Pastor Humphrey for a long time there. So that's sad. But, you know, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to the middle of dancing and singing Pharrell's Happy.
Yeah.
There's worse ways to go.
Oh, absolutely. There are many worse ways to go. I mean, my God, just pick one when animals get pissed segments. Right. Some snake in Australia bites you, then you're seizing up and you're, you know, you're poisoned to death. Maybe a shark.
There's always the sharks.
Eats you.
There's a guy, and we did the story yesterday of how there's a guy who put up a nativity scene on his front lawn. That's a zombie nativity scene.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
Because he runs some haunted house or something.
Yeah.
And so he put up it's in Ohio. And he put up this nativity scene. The baby Jesus is this weird zombie with glowing eyes and shit. And the wise men look like the Crypt Keeper. You know, it's so picture. Funny. If you go to crabdiving.com, I think it's a blog posting for yesterday's show.
Yes.
And you'll see a picture of the nativity that they're trying to take down. They want him to take down allegedly because they're saying, oh, it's too big to be on the lawn. You know, they're putting on these middling little...
the zombie apocalypse manger scene isn't to code.
Yeah, these ridiculous code laws that would never...
Right,
I'm willing to say, to bet a lot of money, that if this was a regular old Jesus with a white, blue-eyed Mary, an appropriately light-skinned Joseph...
Blue-eyed Mary.
And a white-as-fuck Jesus... that they wouldn't have cared how big it was or how close to the sidewalk it were or how many square feet.
Well, you know, I've always thought about these manger scenes when you talk about what's to code and what's safe. I'm like, fire hazard. They're always lit up, lots of lights around it, and nothing but straw.
Hey, yes.
Brittle, flammable shit.
Right. And what about the ones where they have the live animals?
Oh, my God. That's like a horror scene.
Kicking shit over.
Hey, you know, if you're a pig or what were the animals on the manger scene, by the way? Top 10 animals on the manger scene.
Goat, a sheep.
Yes.
A cow. There's always a cow laying down.
Right. Goat, sheep, cow.
There's always one standing and one laying down, right?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of cows.
Dog.
Camel, inexplicably.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the wise men.
Yeah, all the wise men show up in the
camel. What about the African dudes ride camels?
And there's always an angel hovering
a parrot
somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah. There's an angel.
Usually, if you have the little house-type nativity scene, they staple the angel to the corner of the roof, right?
How
the
nice.
Top of the roof?
How nice to be stapled.
Well, or they hover with God magic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What else? Are there, you know, snakes?
Duct tape.
Oh, yeah. Duct tape at the manger?
Chickens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chickens? There's chickens.
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
But there's no dog. Is there a dog?
Oh, we had a dog in ours.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
What kind?
It was just a little brown dog that was going.
A mutt.
He was doing downward dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, I don't know. There you go.
Well.
But in Indiana.
Hell yeah.
Let's play guess the political party.
Okay.
Of this person who is one of the lawmakers.
Equestrian.
One of the elected jerkwads of the state legislature. In Indiana,
hell yeah,
is introducing a bill that he says will allow government agencies to display nativity scenes, protecting them from litigation from evil fucking atheists and civil rights groups. listen to that sentence. He wants them to be protected from atheists and civil rights groups.
Oh, my God. Protect me from those people that want to give me rights and shit.
That want to spread civil rights.
Some of them, if you're a good person and you aren't a total asshole, civil rights groups are your friends.
State Senator Jim Smith, do you want to guess what letter is after his name?
Who?
A D or an R of the guy who's proposing this legislation?
I'm going to say an R.
Oh, dang, dang, fucking ding. A Republican. We are, as a nation, allowing this to continue. We are certainly stealing Christmas from our children and from our culture.
Nobody's stealing Christmas from anybody. I went shopping yesterday. Believe me, there's plenty of Christmas in our culture.
They're calling it the Merry Christmas Bill.
Oh, shut up.
Modeling it after a Texas law that, of course, passed last year.
That should never happen. You should never model anything after anything Texas.
The proposal would allow local officials as well as public schools to put up Christmas displays or hold Christmas events as long as they include other faiths.
What? Okay, so now in my major scene, do I get to have an Allah or a Buddha?
Can there be a spaghetti monster hovering where the angels should be?
No, fuck no, and I'll tell you why. Have you ever got pasta and straw mixed up?
Yeah, with the spaghetti sauce dripping down on the baby Jesus.
Yeah, it's funny.
As his noodly appendages embrace the baby Jesus.
I think the spaghetti would be rough.
And then Ganesh runs in, the elephant, right? And tries to eat all the hay and shit, or what's going on?
I think Ganesh is a good fit for the manger scene. No flying spaghetti monster.
Then Cthulhu would come in and fuck everything up. I don't know.
Cthulhu?
That sci-fi god of, it's like a big giant sea serpent-y looking.
Cthulhu.
Creepy. I don't know.
All right.
This asswipe.
Xenu. Xenu would be included.
Of course, an earlier version of his bill was approved unanimously by the state Senate. He said that the bill was necessary because of disputes like one involving a nativity display in front of the Franklin County Courthouse where the American Civil Liberties Union.
Aren't there people starving in Indiana that might...
doesn't matter. They need Jesus rammed up their assholes.
They might need food rammed up their mouths.
Before they feed themselves, though, they should find 10% to give to the Lord. Then they'll find more, according to Pat Robertson. The ACLU of Indiana and the Freedom from Religion Foundation filed a suit contesting the legality of the display, but then they reached an agreement with county officials to maintain it through the Christmas holiday, waiting a court decision. Smith.
Yes.
Christo-fascist dick face. said the tactics.
Yes.
Are certainly threats and intimidation to silence people.
Stratagem. Yeah. No one's silencing anybody. The message of Christmas is going to get out. Relax, Indiana.
But these laws that they're passing.
We don't need laws for this.
All somebody has to do is sue, because guess what?
They're unconstitutional.
There's this thing that's called the 14th Amendment, the Establishment Clause.
And wait a second.
There is a constitutional ban of establishing a religion.
And boring.
Guess what, boys?
What?
That applies to the states.
No. Jeez.
So,
I thought the
ACLU attorney says it's rudimentary that the Constitution of the United States trumps anything they're trying to do.
This is supposed to be the era of small government.
And this guy
or
says...
the party of not, it, small yeah. government.
It's not a war on Christmas. It's an attempt to make sure government abides by what the Constitution recognizes government's role actually is. Right. Get our government shit done. Don't spend your time waving your Jesus parts at me.
Yeah. Relax with the Jesus parts.
It's just not necessary. And if you have to start a government meeting by invoking your deity, do so
in your brain,
in the quietness of your own head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of forcing everybody in a room to stand up. Even if everybody there might be one person there who doesn't want to stand up, and well, they can leave the room. That's what that.
They can leave if they don't.
Walrus of hate on the Supreme Court, Scalia.
Yeah.
Said, well, why can't you just get up and leave the room?
Because, dumbass, it's it makes people feel
exclusionary,
weird.
Exclusionary, you fat fuck.
And it's not inclusive.
So that's what's anyway.
You're supposed to do walk out of the room while everybody's praying. Sorry, excuse me, pardon me. I don't want to be in the room for this prayer. Pardon me, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Okay, great.
Right.
How about just not have it?
I just read that on rawstory.com.
Again, it's like what the fuck happened to the Republicans? They're like, small government. We need less government.
It's a lie.
No, they,
it's a lie. It's,
you're,
it's,
you're the exact opposite.
Right. It's small government when we agree with it.
You're the fucking thought police.
When we don't agree with it, then it's the evils of big government.
Nah.
It's just a hypocrisy that's
right.
You know,
stupid.
Endemic in, I mean, a lot of conservatives, but, you know, Christians.
Right.
Elevate that. Not all Christians. The crazy evangelical, like this dick who I know people who are like, I don't care, take it down, who cares, I don't, I'll put a nativity scene on my lawn,
it's not that important
if I want to express my love for the baby Jesus flying out of that virgin vagina.
Have fun with the fire caused by that fire hazard you have out in your front yard,
which, by the way, didn't happen in December.
Yeah,
if it allegedly ever did. There's another headline that's very funny here on the Raw story. A Utah man, Ryan Roach.
Ryan Roach. That's a cool name.
Was trying to win a steakhouse dinner with an eggnog chugging contest.
Oh, good Christ.
At his office holiday party.
Oh, my God.
Video taken at the party shows him guzzling down a quart of eggnog while competing with two other coworkers for a gift card to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. He finished his drink. He finished a quart of eggnog in 12 seconds.
Gross.
Beating the previous record holder, they're saying, by 10 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I just opened up my throat, he said. I didn't even swallow. I just kind of pulled it down. However.
Read that part slower.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. He said that. A friend of his noticed that he was starting to look a little peaked.
Yeah, you're fucked up looking. You got this eggnog in your gullet.
And this is, have you heard of dry drowning?
No.
It's also known as secondary drowning occurs when a person's lungs become overloaded with liquid, causing the larynx to spasm and close up. The process then compromises the body's attempt to breathe normally. It says secondary drowning accounts for 1 to 2% of drowning fatalities. So every once in a while, I read a story horrible. The earlier
this guy
this
drowned
year,
in eggnog.
Kid, it was a young kid who went swimming. Everything was fine. Came home and like an hour or two later, all of a sudden had trouble breathing and dropped dead.
Because he had fluid in his lungs.
Fluid, yeah, that somehow built up in the lungs or something.
This guy drowned in eggnog.
He spent 3 days in hospital.
Hello.
He said, I was shaking uncontrollably. I couldn't control my body. I was extremely nauseous. My breathing became a pant. I was shaking so badly.
Jesus Christ.
Spent 3 days in hospital. He said, now people are emailing me pictures of eggnog. Never gets old.
Right.
It's pretty competitive. Unfortunately, the situation got the best of me. So he must have gotten something that went down his lungs, maybe, or but he didn't cough
that's
it up.
That's the danger of an eggnog chugging
or what
contest.
He did irritated his lungs enough that it created his own fluid. I don't know, but so the headline is Utah man nearly dry drowns himself
in eggnog
to win an eggnog contest. I mean, 3 days in the hospital.
You know, big government over here wants to shut that down. I'm like, too dangerous, guys. Guy almost drowned.
And good thing he had this, whoever this friend is, he said. A friend recognized the condition while visiting him after the party. The guy was like, you got to get to the hospital.
Could you imagine how embarrassing would it be if you died and you died in an eggnog chugging contest? I mean, you'll be dead. Who gives a shit? But God, to have to imagine explaining that to people. Oh, yeah, well, just had too much eggnog and he died. He died. This stupid what was he going to win? A Starbucks gift card.
You tried to explain it.
Why did he do it? He loved it. He died when he was...
obviously, you don't understand.
He was passionate.
It's the love of...
Fucking chugging eggnog. Mmm. God. How horrible. What do you... Okay. I'm just thinking, you probably don't even know you're chugging to death on eggnog when you do it, you know. He probably... Did he put it together? I guess he did. His friend noticed it. The guy that died
from the friend said, yeah, I think, you know.
You don't look so good.
I think you this looks like you maybe.
I would be like, yeah, I look like shit. I just chugged a shitload of eggnog. God, this is dumb. What a dipshit.
I've got. Did you see that Rand Paul?
No.
Aired some Festivus
grievances? No, what'd he say?
He tweeted, I've got a lot of problems with you people, mostly in D.C., and today you're going to hear about it. Stay tuned for Festivus grievances.
Oh, God, that's funny.
I hate that it makes me like him a tiny.
Ron or Rand?
Ron.
Oh, Ron.
Last year, in the spirit of Festivus, I reached out to Cory Booker complaining he didn't retweet me enough. He still doesn't, by the way. But we discussed hemp, medical marijuana, criminal justice reform. Some of that has now passed. All of it we've worked on together this year, hashtag Festivus. Which is true. He and Cory Booker have worked together, reaching across the aisle, oddly.
I guarantee you him and Cory Booker don't have the same opinions on gay rights.
Not a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think Rand Paul is one of those libertarians.
Oh, Ron Paul.
Rand
Paul. Oh, Rand. God,
is one of those libertarians who says, it should be up to states' rights.
Ooh,
or whatever.
That's bad. That to me is anti-gay rights.
Well, and that's the cop-out.
Well, states' rights. Do you remember their states in the union, like Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, Arkansas?
Who, if Alabama. We hadn't made an issue out of states' rights in, I don't know, the 1860s, things might still be a little different.
Yeah, those are states that have proven that they can't handle, their own rights.
He took a shot at...
They're dipshits.
Rand Paul, I don't know if he's got writers or if he did it, but he took a shot at Santorum. He put a picture of Santorum wearing an Iowa State vest.
Yeah.
Sweater vest, right. Because Rick Santorum thinks he's Mr. Rogers or some shit.
What a creepo.
We all know having a fashion-forward campaign is important to success, as Rick Santorum showed us in 2012. Hashtag Festivus. He's taking shots. Tempting to air a grievance at Marco Rubio again, but we've done that enough for this week. Instead, I will say an early Merry Christmas. That's a lot of people are saying this is the early little clown car scrabble for who's going to get to drive
and
for a while.
And so it begins.
That Marco Rubio versus Rand Paul, because when Obama wielded the black schlong of that tyranny of his executive orders.
Pardon me while I whip this out.
Rand Paul was like, maybe we do need to do some stuff with improving immigration and everything.
Right.
And of course, Rubio again.
Everybody lost their
against
mind.
It. And then the same thing with Cuba. Rand Paul's like, it's about time we're talking to Cuba. And Rubio couldn't be screaming harder about not going into Cuba. So they're saying that these two are kind of setting the early stage for how the battles are going to go in the clown car.
There's no way you're going to have a Republican candidate that he just has to be against gay marriage, and he just has to be, against immigration reform. Those two things. We won't have a candidate who's moderate on that, except maybe immigration reform with Jeb.
Yeah.
But Jeb is anti-gay marriage, right? He has to be.
I think so.
A fuckface.
Or maybe. Who knows? One more Rand Paul tweet. He tweeted, to my friend at Senator Reed, Harry Reid.
Okay.
Hurricane Harry.
Uh-oh.
Wishing you a long and fruitful tenure as minority leader. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Well,
hashtag
that's funny.
Airing of grievances. So a little bit of funny-ish.
Levity.
And then here's one that, again, broken clock, right? A couple times a day. I agree with him on this one. Fourth Amendment grievance. The Obama administration's idea how to deal with the Patriot Act and the NSA spying of Americans. And then he has... something that somebody wrote up about Obama's NSA reform, and it's blacking out the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. That's where I agree with Rand Paul with NSA spying bullshit. And I don't know how the people on the right. It's cowardice. It's we want to be safe, so we're willing to have you stick your face up our assholes and know what's going on. If you're not, what was the scariest thing that Darth Cheney said? With the Patriot Act, he said, if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you care?
Don't worry about it.
What do you care if we're listening to everything you say? If you're not saying anything wrong, what does it matter?
If you have nothing to hide.
Yeah. Creepy.
Yeah, real creepy.
Motherfucker should be in the Hague.
Shoot your face off.
So a little bit of thumbs up to Rand Paul.
Right.
For having a little bit of fun with the Festivus season.
Good for you, Rand.
Trying to prove he's a little bit cool, but he's still got some shit.
But for the most part, eat a dick. I would never vote for you. You're horrendous.
One more quick story here. The Tallahassee, Florida, the Satanic Temple's holiday display, Ryan.
Oh, my gosh.
Was viciously assaulted.
No!
Susan Hemerick, 54. Hemorrhoid Hemerick, I'm going to call her. A Tea Party activist.
Oh, no.
They said she asked them to remove the Satanic Temple's Happy Holidays display. She said she couldn't take it anymore when they said, we can't do that.
She couldn't take it.
And she ran in there and started ripping the display apart.
Oh, what a poor sport. Just ignore it.
She said she was sorry and had to take down the Satanic display because it is not right.
What a simple.
She was wearing a T-shirt that says Catholic Warrior.
Oh, God.
She was arrested.
Oh, well.
As she should have been.
Absolutely.
Now, she's white. Can you imagine if a black kid ran in there and started tearing that shit apart?
Oh, my God.
A black teenager. Let's put a black teenager with sagging jeans, have him run into the Capitol, start tearing apart.
He'd be dead.
Some religious display.
He would be dead.
Tase shot dead.
Guaranteed. In Florida?
Old white woman wearing a Catholic Warrior fucking shirt.
She'll be on Sean Hannity tonight as a huge hero.
Oh, sure. The Americans United said it's an act of mindless vandalism, should be condemned by all decent people. The Satanic Temple said, even if it wasn't fixable, I would be for leaving the smashed remains there for the rest of the time as a testament to the intolerance of some people.
No.
She was charged with criminal mischief and released without having to put up bail. So,
oh, wow.
A big fuck you to Susan Hemerick.
Eat a dick.
Like you said, on how many of these goddamn websites is she going to be a hero?
All of them.
Christo-fascism.
I would be interested to see how Drudge covers this.
And having said that, Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah. we're thrilled that you guys have spent a little bit of your Christmas Eve with us. I don't know if we're going to do a show tomorrow or not.
Right.
We might go on live. We might not. I don't know. We may not. We may run reruns.
We'll let you know on Twitter.
We'll let you know. Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Don't forget to call us if you like. Leave us a nice Christmas message. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. You can also
ring a ding.
Follow us on the Facebook, on Instagram,
right,
on Google Plus, all over the freaking
Tumblr.
Place. Share the crabs, love the crabs, spread the mofo crabs, everyone. Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer will be doing some comedy around here in the Los Angeles type area. Find out where and when, and follow his funny tweets because he's just plain funny. At Radar Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
Thank you. And everything about us, old episodes of this show, all the other great entertainment here on the network, which streams 24/7 for you guys, free from the bottom of our black hearts.
It don't cost you shit.
Go to crabdiving.com, by the way, and buy shit on Amazon.
Why's your heart got to be black?
But go to crabdiving.com for everything crab diving.
That's right.
All your crabby needs. We'll be back. Either maybe tomorrow, maybe definitely Friday.
Yes.
Talk to you guys soon. Have a great holiday. Don't kill your relatives.
TTFN.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.